Well, good morning. It is 6:26 a.m. Morning. On Monday, January 23rd. I'm pretty sure. That sounds right. 2023. 39 degrees. Which is just shy of 4 degrees Celsius. 91% humidity. As I commence my walk down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearl Cast, y'all. If you have come for carefully themed and structured content, you have come to the wrong place. This is not it. Oh, God. My day started with tragedy. Tragedy. I dumped an entire cup of coffee. Literally, let's see, 45 minutes ago, I was asleep. I was unconscious. I was not awake. And part of that morning ritual is the brewing of the cup of coffee. It's all carefully timed. I have everything down to this lovely rhythm of brewing and brushing of teeth and yada yada. It's all a carefully choreographed dance around Dave's apartment in the morning. And this morning, brewed the coffee, poured it in the cup, and I don't even know how it happened through a bizarre fluke of neurons firing. I knocked the cup into the sink, and the entire cup of coffee went down the drain. Like, no! And the choreography fell apart, so I had to brew a fresh one. And it was brand new. It hadn't even been sipped yet. It was virgin coffee, and it was lost. No use crying over spilt coffee. I get it, but still, there's that feeling of no. And easily rectified, but still, no, I don't, tragedy, utter tragedy. So, running a little bit late this morning, approximately 4.5 minutes to be precise. Because that's how long it takes to brew my coffee. And no, that is not the B line. That was the north-south line. Everything is just pell-mell, willy-nilly. All bets are off. Cow's sitting there marinating. And dog walkers are the usual suspects of a morning. And as I was sitting there, there's this dude and his dog walking. But it was walking with a purpose. Dude had perfect posture and was just trucking. You know, almost as fast as you can walk and still be walking. Not be, you know, jogging. It was as fast as you could walk, and the dog, well, beautiful Irish setter, was not walking, he was trotting. And you know, for easily half a block, whatever, I was watching him. That was it. Dude was walking, dog was trotting, they're moving. It's like, nearly everyone else that I've ever seen walking their dog, they're ambling, they're walking, they're, do you want to smell this? Yeah, I think I'll smell this. Yeah, that's a smell. You know, it's this kind of wandering about the world. Wow. Hey guys, I haven't seen you in forever. Huh. The crows are back. But, good grief, man. Big ass white panel truck making his way in the world. But, you know, and I'm... Bowels. And, it's, you know, more power to the dude. However he was, whatever jam, whatever vibe he and his dog have of a morning, rock on, bros. But it was just, it was so incongruous with my expectations of dog walking. You know, generally you don't have an agenda other than walk the dog. But it's like this guy was trying to finish walking the dog as quickly as possible. I don't know. I don't know what his motivations were. It might be just the way he does it. But it was just, like I say, it just kind of jumped out at me. There's a guy sleeping on the bench in Starbucks. Not outside of Starbucks, in Starbucks. Dude sleeping on the bench. The waiting bench, you know, right on the inside there. It's like, huh. Because usually the last time I was in Starbucks, they were not being particularly sympathetic to the homeless plight. That's strange. And I guess that's okay. So, yeah, you don't come for a theme, but occasionally a theme manifests. incongruities, disruptions, changes. It's you know, I've spoken in the past about how the familiar and the routine is something we seek, something we strive for, because it gives us that feeling of mastery of our environment, of our life, you know, knowing where things are, knowing the rhythm and pacing of things, the visuals of things, knowing all of that gives you, if nothing else, a sense of comfort. And like I say, familiarity. But it's the stuff that isn't familiar, the stuff that surprises you, that makes things exciting, that brightens your life. I watched an incredible movie last night, Vengeance, on Amazon Prime. Wow. I don't even know how to describe it. Dude gets invited to the funeral for a girl that he hooked up with, and everybody thinks that they were this big, wonderful romance, and he was a bright spot of her life, and he wasn't. But he's also a podcaster, and he gets caught up in this community. And this, you know, her brother is hungry for vengeance, and you know, she OD'd. That's all there was to it. But he turns it into this podcast experience meeting this members of the community that knew her. It was brilliant. But there's this one moment where they're talking about ghosts and how you, after somebody dies, you dearly and desperately want them to surprise you. That you want some spark of them to remain to surprise you the way that person does. And I thought about that. It's like, oh my God, that is it. It's not that we miss the familiarity of the person. It's the fact that we can't be surprised by that person anymore. That's a part of the loss and the grief of missing that person. And that's not all of it, but it's a big part of it. Morning. And that's why photos and, you know, recordings and so on are a comfort, but they're not a replacement, because there's no surprise. There's no new exploration that happens. I find it intriguing that in spite of my efforts to reestablish a routine, a pattern, a structure of familiarity, that it's the surprises that really are exciting, that add the spice, the zest, the verve of life. That really is kind of a push-pull dichotomy, a polarization in our lives, I think. Because, you know, cheers, you want to go where everybody knows your name. You want to go where things are familiar. But by the same token, you don't. You know? You want to discover that new restaurant with that new menu. You want to discover a new band, a new song, something that surprises you, something that's offbeat or out of rhythm with your standard movements through the day. Huh. Interesting. Well, you lucked out. There was actually something to say today. Still not a podcast, but I am back at Jameson Square, which means we need to wrap this up, take this home. So it is Monday. It is the beginning of a new week. It is an initiation of cycles and familiar rhythms. But now that we know how to spice things up, I hope something unexpected happens, or that you foster and cultivate a new discovery, a new place to eat lunch, start a new book, something along those lines that shakes up the rhythm. Because, man, when things get shook, interesting things shake out. Interesting things happen. So by all means, shake things up, y'all. But however it goes down, speaking of the familiar, Brother Zig gives us the familiar and oh-so-wise admonition to, despite everything, create. Create new experiences. Create new disruptions. Just create a smile that wasn't there before. God, something smells good. Somebody's cooking something. Whew, yum. Now I'm hungry. And I will add, to love fearlessly. And without regret. Because, man, love, there's nothing to regret about love. Any choices you made, any things that you did out of love, truly love, You're golden. You made no errors, no blunders. Love fearlessly. You can't go wrong. And I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.